Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope your day is going great. I hope everything you need you have. I hope you've got a big smile on your face, and I hope you enjoy the next 5 minutes of listening to this podcast. This week, we're focused on answering this very important question. What is repentance? What does it mean to repent? And the answer is to turn away from sin. You have to repent to be saved. And so we want to make sure we understand exactly what that means. We're talking about it in depth this week, and we're going to dig in a little bit more. But first, a horrible, terrible, ridiculous joke of the day. Why did the firefly do terrible at school? He wasn't that bright. I hope that wasn't offensive to you. Hopefully you don't have any firefly friends who are struggling at school. It was just a joke, so don't take it personally. Wake up, kid. It's time for us to talk some more about what it means to repent. What does it mean? It means to turn away from your sin. This week, we're going deeper to make sure we understand what it means to turn your back on sin. First, like we talked about yesterday, it means to change your mind about sin. Like Zacchaeus, if a person repents, they go from thinking that sin is a good thing to thinking that sin is a bad thing. Zacchaeus changed his mind about sin, so he changed the way he acted. He stopped sinning. That doesn't mean he became perfect, but he changed. He wasn't sinning like he used to, and he tried to make the wrong things he had done right. So repenting means to turn away from sin by changing the way you think about sin. But repenting also means to turn away from sin by asking God to rescue you from sin. In Luke 18, Jesus tells this story about these two guys who go to pray. Now, one of the men is a Pharisee, and that means he was an important religious man. He thought he was super special and super spiritual, but in reality, he was a sinner just like every other person on earth. But in his prayer, he didn't ask God to save him from his sins. Instead, he just bragged to God about how much better he was than the other guy who was praying. He didn't sin like that guy sinned. He was closer to God than that guy. And this guy didn't understand he needed to be rescued from sin. But the second guy, he was way different. He was humble. He was ashamed of his sin, the wrong things he had done. He couldn't even look up to heaven. In Luke 18, 13, we find out what he prayed to God. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, he had changed his mind about sin. We see that. Now, he believed that sin was wrong. Now that he knew his sin was wrong and bad, he understood that it was going to cause him to get a terrible, permanent punishment. It was a bad thing. And unless he was rescued, he would have to be punished for that bad thing. So he prayed to God and he asked for mercy. Now, mercy is God loving someone who is in trouble. And this guy knew that he was in trouble because of his sin. So he asked God for mercy. Everything about this guy's prayer showed that he was sorry and he regretted his sin. He knew that he needed to be rescued from it. He just asked God to love him by helping him, and God did. The next verse says that this guy was justified. That means that God rescued him from his sin. And since Jesus had taken his punishment, this guy was free to be forgiven. Now that he became a child of God, God has chosen to treat him like he had never sinned before. That's what it means to be justified. Because this guy repented and asked Jesus to rescue him, now God treats him and looks at him like he's never, ever done anything wrong. He knew that his sin was bad. He knew that he needed to be rescued. Repenting is turning away from sin. So repentance is also turning to God and trusting him to save you. If you do that, he'll rescue you and you will be his forever.